Nobel laureate and atmospheric scientist Michael Schlesinger recently made the rounds in Alaska. The University of Illinois professor is a contributor to the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which won the 2007 Nobel Prize. He sat down with KBBI's Emily Schwing.
The title of Dr. Schlesinger's presentation was Climate Change 101, Hard Truths You Should Know, and Schlesinger says there's no better place than Alaska to experience climate change firsthand.
The temperature increase in the Arctic and in Alaska is about 50% larger than the average temperature. And that's because the Arctic is an ocean covered by sea ice surrounded by land. And when you warm the climate, you melt the sea ice. So what is happening first here.
Only about 24% of exposed land in the northern hemisphere is dominated by permafrost, and only about 10.5% of the Earth's surface is dominated by sea ice. But Schlesinger says it's these regions that will likely undergo the most dramatic changes due to a warming climate.
I mean, with global warming, what happens is not only plants but animals, they have a range in terms of temperature and precipitation, and they will try to go where they're comfortable and where they can live and where they can eat. So species will basically move poleward and upward. And it's kind of like having people from the lower 48 come over and start living in Alaska and pushing the Alaskans farther north.
Dr. Schlesinger says there's no doubt that climate change is indeed human-caused, but he says it's an inadvertent disturbance.
By increasing greenhouse gases at the beginning of the industrial age, we unknowingly left a legacy of climate change for 40 generations of human beings.
Schlesinger argues that now that we understand the negative impacts of fossil fuels, we have an opportunity to change our habits.
We should put in a standard of the amount of electricity required to generate a certain amount of illumination. So this would stimulate innovation and development of technologies and putting in standards for emissions from basically coal-fired power plants and basically putting in the California rules for emissions from automobiles.
But Schlesinger says he is wary about how effective habitual changes can be, because he says the problem is geopolitical in nature.
If the developed nations completely shut off the emissions and the developing nations develop as the developed nations have, then game over. So in order to solve this problem, all of the major emitting countries have to reduce emissions, otherwise it doesn't work.
Nobel Prize-winning climate scientist Michael Schlesinger has spoken in Fairbanks and Anchorage. He spoke in Kodiak on Saturday. He spoke in Homer on Sunday. Reporting in Homer, I'm Emily Schwing.